Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
So, we have a little problem.
That music bed.
We have a little problem. So, it was missing yesterday.
It was.
But we didn't say anything because I thought someone would return it.
Me too.
You know, sometimes things get borrowed and people forget to return them in a timely fashion, but eventually they just end up back in their spot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's all good because we're all a family here and we all, you know, just borrow things and, you know, it's fine.
So it was during the morning show. I got up and I went to throw something away and the trash can wasn't there. So I just threw it on the floor.
Yes. You just throw it on the floor.
And I was like, you know, all right, the trash can's missing. And Bill's like, what? So this morning, Bill had something to throw away. And yes. He goes over. He's like, oh, trash can's still missing. Look, just throw it away like this.
Yes.
And he throws it on the floor.
You know, they had that strike in Philly where they had the trash lined all up and down the streets.
Yes.
Well, if the trash can's not returned in a timely fashion, it's going to start looking
That's what's going to happen in here.
In here, it's going to start looking like Philly. Okay? So we're trying to figure out who is the trash can thief.
Yes. What's going on? Who had to take it? Are you going to bring it back?
Yeah.
What was so important? Like, why do you need it and we don't?
Right. I mean, there is no trash can in this room. In our studio.
And we use it every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we don't put, you know, like there's no food and drinks
No.
It's just papers and stuff.
Yes.
But we still
have scrap paper.
Yeah. But we still need it.
Yeah.
You know? So, if you follow us on our social media, on IG, Facebook, TikTok, at Power 101.7 FM, we did a video where we went searching for the trash can.
For it.
Didn't find it.
Mm-mm.
Could not find it.
No.
We questioned a couple of people in the building.
Yes.
No clue.
But I'm leaning towards that one.
The one in the trash can in the sales room.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm kind of leaning that one might be ours.
Okay.
I don't know 100%. Just my gut is telling me that one might be ours.
So are you telling me they didn't have a trash can in there before? Because that's the only one in there now.
Mm-mm.
I know. I am kind of leaning towards that
one. No, I don't think they did.
But why would they come in the power studio?
Okay, so this is what I think.
Okay, this is Jessica's theory.
I have two theories.
On the trash can.
One is that they were working on a project or something over there. They didn't have a trash can. They got desperate. They went walking through. They probably saw no one was in here. The lights were out. It was dim.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, I'll just borrow this one. And they forgot to bring it back.
Borrow.
That might be one.
Keyword borrow.
One instance.
Okay.
The second thing, which might have happened, kind of leaning towards is kind of not. I think the first one would happen before the second one.
Okay.
But we have cleaners that come in.
Right.
A couple times during the week. And when they vacuum, there was a time where I was here. And they pull all the chairs out, trash cans out of all the studios so they can go in and vacuum everything out. They dust, they wipe down, they disinfect, and they vacuum everything.
I didn't know they did all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when it's time...
That's good to know.
You know, they have helpers too. And when it's time to put the chairs back, trash cans, you know, they go quick down the hall and they put everything back in. But maybe it got put back in the wrong place.
Okay.
But when that happened, the person who's using it now never returned it. You know what? I'm going to look at the trash, the paper that's in there. If some of our paperwork is in there...
You got to dig through the trash.
I got to go.
You got to dig through the trash. All right, well, hold on.
I got to go be a trash picker right now.
I have a third possible theory.
All right.
Okay? And this... I think it's your first theory that is correct,
mm-hmm.
but I have a third, maybe a fourth theory.
Oh.
Okay.
Three or four.
All right.
All right. This could get good, guys. This could get good.
Okay. The third theory is yesterday when we came in on a Monday after the weekend and we came down the hall here to our studio, we both, you said the same thing, smelled like fresh paint.
Yes, yes, that's right. Okay, wait, you're on to something. Go ahead.
So, I think they painted a room or two in the back of the building over the weekend. They have painters here. So I'm thinking to myself, maybe one of the painter guys or someone working here got them a trash can for whatever they needed. And then when they were done, the painters just put it in whatever room they were closest to.
All right.
You know, because they didn't know they didn't know where it came from.
Yes.
So that could be one theory.
Okay.
And and something that kind of backs that theory up is that there's two trash cans.
Where?
Back where my desk is in my office.
Two.
Yeah, and I don't think there was always two in there. But the second one doesn't look like the one that was in here, but it could possibly be it.
Oh, the one that's back in your room?
Yeah.
That one's not ours.
Well, not the tall one.
No, not the tall one, the small one.
Yeah,
that's not ours.
Okay.
No.
Because I was getting ready to take that one.
No, it's not.
Is that Doug's?
Yeah, I think it is.
Not from home.
Maybe.
No, we don't bring in a trash can from home.
Yeah, his is like white on white. He's got the white trash can, the white bag. Like, his is all legit.
He don't bring in a trash can from home.
Waste can, waste basket.
No, it's just like a little small.
Ours is like more rectangle, and it was like brown or black. And it's like a little musty, crusty, dusty.
I.e. the one in the sales room.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to look at the trash in there. Like the scrap paper and stuff.
Can you want to go look?
Yeah, I do.
All right, good luck.
All right.
Jess is going right now.
Trash picker Jess.
And she's going to go look in the trash and see if there's any like papers that were ours. And then come back and see what the deal is. If it's our trash can, and if she finds, you know, our show stuff, because it's not totally empty. There's just a couple papers and some cups in there. Yes, we are digging in the trash to find out where our trash can went. This is what we do at 8:31. Let's see here. 267 checking in. Good morning. Good morning. Again, Jessica is out in the sales room looking through the trash to see if the papers are in there. Here she comes. Oh, you.
Can you come here? Can you come here? Is this yours?
This one? Look, Robin. Hey, good morning.
Is this yours?
No.
This one?
No.
It was next to your desk.
It was next to your desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you take our trash can? Robin from our sister station Maxima. Jessica is questioning him.
Why? Is this yours?
I don't know.
Jess says, "Is this yours?" He says, "I don't know." Who else? Who's coming down the hallway?
Come over. We're trying to solve a problem. We have a
trash can thief. We're trying to figure out where our trash can went.
I don't know.
We're looking in each trash can to find out if any of our papers are in there to see if our missing.
We were asking Robin, this was next to your desk. Did you take this?
As presidente.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. They don't know what we're doing. Is it ours? Did you look through the papers?
It's ours now. Is it ours? It is now.
All right, hold on.
Fits there perfectly. I think that one is ours. But I think that they cleaned it out. They put a new bag. And I think that they've been using it since Monday. And it's ours.
Okay, we were just wondering.
He got nervous and he keeps saying, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Yes, you do know. Yes, you do. And you were caught.
Caught.
You were caught.
212 says, wow. Wow.
Oh my gosh. I even went and got the CEO. I'm like, no, let's go. Did you do this? Did you move this? This is ours.
Yes, this is what we do on our morning show, guys.
Try to find
the missing trash can thief. 470 says, good morning, guys. At 8:35, we win TI tickets. Oh, do we?
TI. We do have TI tickets.
Oh, do we? Let's get into this phone check. We do have a brand new phone check right here with Clarissa Jenkins. And I guess we found our trash can. Is that going to be the one?
It's ours.
It's ours now. Bill and Jessica show. Good morning.
Hello.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sherry Evans calling from Animal Hospital. Looking to speak to Nicole, please.
This is her.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm calling because we have not received the payment in regards to the cat being put down a couple months ago.
I paid that day and they gave me a receipt.
Okay, so you never received any of the invoices?
No. And I think it's a little ridiculous that you guys are trying to charge me for additional fees when, one, that was never brought up, and two, I put out over $300 for that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to upset you. Can I put you on hold for a second and find out what's going on here?
Sure.
Thank you. What a bitch. She's on the phone saying that she paid $300. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, she knows.
I can hear you.
Yeah, exactly what I'm telling her. I'm going to put her back on, but she better say that she better pay this bill. I'm going to have my way. Hello, ma'am?
I heard every word you said. I am not a bitch, and I would like to speak to your manager.
Ma'am, I don't know who you're talking to. I wasn't talking to you.
Ma'am, I have my phone calls recorded because I had a death threat a few weeks ago, so I can easily play it back for you.
Okay, play it back.
No, you called me a b-.
I did not.
Yes, you did. I heard you.
I was talking to a coworker.
Yeah, and you were like, this girl is a b-, and I'm going to have my way, blah, blah. No. I want to speak to the office manager.
Okay, please hold. She says she want to talk to the office manager. Mm-hmm. Heifer sounds like she has herpes. Like I'm the bad guy. She don't pay her bill.
You are the bad guy.
Yeah, find Sherry. Find Sherry and tell her to come over here.
Her name's Sherry. That's all we need.
No, that she said find Sherry.
Mm-hmm. But I'm
saying that. Ma'am?
Yes?
Yes, I'm sorry. We were trying to locate the office manager and we were having some...
Yeah, her name's Sherry, right? Because I just heard you say it. Find Sherry and bring her over here. Right? So, now, you want to tell me I didn't hear you again? I never received the invoice, and I was told the day I put my cat down that was my bill, and I paid it in full. So I don't want to hear that I owe you guys fees and everything like that, and then you're going to sit there and talk when you think you put someone on hold. So now, I would like to speak to Sherry.
Okay, I do apologize. Please hold. Patrice, what you doing tonight? I want to get out. I want to get out of town. We'll get some drinks. I want to do something. Oh, no. She on hold right now. She think I'm going to get Sherry. I could give a crap. Bet she look like LeBron James of the weave. Big old hairy face.
Ma'am, right now, you have no idea. I am about to call the news. I really don't care what you have to say.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I want you to call the news and tell the news why Kelvin put you up for this prank phone call on the radio.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Boom! You've just been phone checked.
Clarissa Jenkins. Yeah, baby.